Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Have you been in a situation where you have so many things that you could do and you don't know how to choose which one? You know, you've got lots of opportunities because, you know, you're smart, you're driven, you're working hard. And today there's so many opportunities of businesses you can start, franchises you can get involved in, things you can participate in online. You can be selling t-shirts online. You can be, you know, selling your voice online. You can be doing anything today. The opportunities are overwhelming and they are everywhere. But it's usually not a lack of opportunity for people, because we can all make our own opportunities. What it is usually is it's a decisiveness issue. Like, I'm not sure what I really want here. I know I could do all those. It's kind of like if you ever went to college and, you know, you show up your first day in college and they're like, what's your major gonna be? And you're like, I just got here, dude. And they're like, well, here's a book. of the 500 different majors you can have. And they're like, of course you should know it, you're 18. And you're like, dude, I don't know. And it's such a struggle. Well, I really believe that challenge only amplifies the older that we get. You know, the older that we get, the more people know who you are, know what you're skilled at, know what you've contributed in the past. Your resume gets a little bit longer maybe, your skill sets get a little bit deeper, and suddenly there's a lot of things you can do. Which one? And which one first? Those are difficult. What I'd like to do today in this episode is talk about how to evaluate two different opportunities when both are good. You know, because you know what, the easy decisions in life are right versus wrong. The tough decisions in life are right versus right. Both opportunities could bring you benefit. Like you could do your cost analysis benefit, you know, draw that line, pros and cons, and you can see like both opportunities are great and you can't decide. Well, let me give you a couple new areas to think about that might help you make that determination. I'll give you five areas that come to the top of my mind every time I think about an opportunity. And the way that I've been doing this probably for, you know, I think 7 years personally, is I have this sheet next to my computer. And it's got these five areas on them, which I'll give you. These are the areas that you would use to evaluate opportunities. And what I do for each of my opportunities, let's say I would have one piece of paper here and one piece of paper here. On each of those, I'd write these five categories, but for each of them, I'd give a rating of 1 to 10. So 1 being not much there, 10 being absolutely. 10 is awesome, 1 sucks, okay? So here's how I do that. That first, anytime I'm evaluating an opportunity, someone is pitching me an idea, wants me to invest in them, wants me to do something with them, or brings me a project or a new potential client or some new thing I can go do with my life, I always look at this very first thing. I think about, okay, what would I have to put into this? And if I was gonna get more out of it, what would it be? And here's the five measures I use to evaluate that. The first one is ROI, return on investment. If someone wants me to participate in an opportunity, I think, okay, if I participate, if I give that my blood, sweat, tears, time, money, resources, emotional energy, will the return on all of that be significant in the next 12 months? That's return on investment. Like, do I get my return on the investment fast? 1 would be a no, 10 would be absolutely, okay? 1 is a no, 10 is absolutely. So I look at, first and foremost, the return on investment. Will there be one? Can I reasonably assume that there would be a good return here? 1 out of 10, 1 no, 10 yes. Okay, so that's my first evaluation of my two opportunities. Like, opportunity A is good, opportunity B is good. How would I measure each on return on investment? And the second category I consider each of them, and I give myself a scale of 1 to 10, is on future value. If I engage with this opportunity or this opportunity, how much would I get in future value from that? Not just an immediate return on investment, but does that position me well in the future? A year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now? Does the future value I get from that, either emotionally or in terms of skills training, or true financial abundance, does it help me achieve a specific goal later on? Does it put me in the right network of people later on? That's all future value. Can I see that? Or is this just a short-term win? See, a lot of people, because they're evaluating opportunities based on return on investment only, and they're not thinking about future value, they're usually making the wrong decision. They're going for a short-term win versus the long-term gain. And so combining those two will help. So return on investment gets a score of 1 to 10 in each of those opportunities, and future value gets a scale of 1 to 10 in each of those opportunities. You're with me so far. Now, the third category that I measure though is PD, personal development. Engaging in this opportunity, does it challenge me? Does it stretch me? Does it help me improve and forge a better character? Do I deepen my skill sets, my knowledge, my talents, my abilities? In other words, do I develop a greater amount of competency and confidence in life because I went for this opportunity? Or is this opportunity just easy for me? Is this opportunity something that is way beyond? Is it gonna be more, is this way too challenging, way outside my comfort zone? These are things you should take into consideration. So personal development is a rating that you give yourself. If opportunity A gives me more personal development than opportunity B, and they're equivalent on their return on investment and future value, I'm gonna go with the one that's gonna give me more personal development. Make sense? Like, that's absolutely important to me. Really important to me. Am I gonna grow from this? Am I gonna master my craft from this? Is this gonna help me truly? Then, after I've considered personal development on a scale of 1 to 10 on each side, now I consider another really important one lots of people don't think about. Lifestyle. Does this opportunity improve my lifestyle? Because look, think about those top three measures. Okay, it could give a return on investment. Awesome. Lots of people say yes. It could be an absolute amazing future value. Awesome, they go for it. It would stretch you, challenge you, grow. Awesome, they go for it. Lifestyle, it destroys your life. You have to work at it 70 hours a week. You have no time off. You wreck your family. You wreck your relationships. You are miserable. You are exhausted. And your entire lifestyle is get up, work like a cog in a machine, go to bed. That's not a good opportunity. Just because return on investment, future value, and growth are there, you still need to consider life is short, man. I mean, people always say, well, it was okay for me to give away a decade of my life to do something I hated and was miserable. I'm like, no. Because there's so many opportunities. You need to take your blinders off and realize there's lots of good things you could be doing. There's no reason for any of us to slog through misery. It's certainly not in the more developed countries. You know what? There's not abundance of opportunity everywhere in the world. We're blessed. If you're watching this video live and it's streaming for you live, you're pretty blessed, let me tell you what. Especially if you're doing it on the phone, that's amazing that a video this long with this long-winded guy could be still shouting at you on your phone. That's unbelievable, yeah? So if that's true, that there's life is short and limited, make sure you care about your lifestyle, because your lifestyle isn't just yours. Your lifestyle affects your family, your spouse, your lover, your family, the kids. I mean, people are impacted by you. And if your lifestyle is completely out of whack, all the time work, you know, you're missing some of the finer, beautiful moments of life. Is there one more category? I say there is, and it's really important too. And because all those other things could be really high, but usually in one opportunity versus the other, this last one can help tip you in making that decision. And that is EW, which stands for emotional well-being. You know, if doing this opportunity brings return on investment, future value, grows me, allows me a lifestyle that I love, but it makes me insane because I gotta deal with people I dislike all the time. I have to compromise on my integrity or my values. If I have to do something in a way that I'm just constantly, always stressed emotionally in a horrible place, even though I'm growing, even though I'm making money in the future, even though, you know, my lifestyle is decent. But you know what? I know a lot of people, you know, multimillionaires, they're miserable because they didn't take the opportunity that made them feel fulfilled, because they weren't doing things that made them have a sense of meaning and purpose behind it. They took the return on investment, the future value, their growth, and a beautiful lifestyle at the cost of their integrity, satisfaction, flow, and fulfillment in life. That's emotional well-being. So I think you get the point. You got 5 different categories. Each of those categories can be a scale of 1 to 10, right? You can a scale of no return on investment, all the way up to lots of return on investment. No future value, lots. No growth, lots of growth. No lifestyle, lots of lifestyle. No emotional well-being, lots of lifestyle. Lots of emotional well-being. That's 5 categories, 10 points each. That means each opportunity you can evaluate gives you a total of 50 possible points. Well, what I always see, one of them always wins. They are never, ever equal unless I'm fooling myself. Look, across 50 different point possibilities, 10 different ratings for each of those 5 categories, one of them is gonna win when you're evaluating opportunities. And once it wins, there's one other thing you have to take into account. One other thing. And that is, how does whichever one you choose impact the community around you, meaning impact your family, your friends, those who are closest to you? Does it impact them in a positive way or a negative way? There's a social component to everything we do that we should always consider. There's lots of decisions we can make that would destroy the environment. There's lots of decisions that we can make that would, you know, lead us to, you know, destroying other people's lives. That's not cool. We have to decide what not only makes a difference and is good for us, but what makes a difference and is good for others as well. Once you've done that work of deciding between those two opportunities, now it's about not getting overwhelmed when you jump into the opportunity. When you jump into the opportunity, don't forget the things we spoke about. Lifestyle, emotional well-being. You need to bring in the energy that you want to in that opportunity. You need to make sure you set boundaries so you can have a life in that opportunity. And you need to make sure that you always know, where are you marching? What is that thing that is meaningful and fulfilling to you so that you continue to say no to other side projects to stay on path? I hope that that conversation served you in your opportunity evaluation today. Look, opportunity to overwhelm will always be there until you have your own criteria of how to say yes, how to say no, and you make that decision to stay on path. Make that decision to stay on path more often, you'll get to experience what we call the charge life. Hey, it's Brendan again. Did you notice something in today's episode? Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just a positive message to improve your day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts and they have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? Hey, I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you in this podcast. And personally, when I listen to other shows, I just skip those long-winded sponsor pitches anyway. I can only do this because you share my podcast with so many other people, and enough folks end up looking me up online and buying my books or taking my online courses that I can self-fund this entire effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. I heard that you even helped me break a record too, the longest running top 10 self-help show without a single sponsor or product pitch or ad. So if you like this podcast ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor, tell a friend today. You know, you should listen to The Charged Life, Brendan Burchard's podcast. Just help spread the word. Share why you like my show or tell people to go to podcast.brendan.com. It would sure help. And I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure our community would too. I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Until then, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote
to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.